Dixie cannot pull off the miracle, and it's looking slender right now. Dixie will finish with a 30-3 record, the second best record that they've had on the season since the in the last 29 years. Although two teams that went to Hutchinson, Kansas, the one that finished third in the nation finished the regular season with three losses, and the second team that Coach Doug Allred took back finished with two losses, but lost two in the championship play. Pete Johnson to shoot 1-1, hits the first one. 9 points on the night for Peter Johnson. 95-75. Back to a 20-point margin. Peter Johnson, second shot up and good. And Peter Johnson brings it back to within 19. Craig Hopkins into the lineup and Pete Johnson to sit down. And it will be a scramble now. 3:32 left in the game. Dixie down by 19. And CSI can have to be shut out the rest of the way. Johnson inbounds to Newman. Out in front of everybody, Keith Jackson. Jackson will lay it up and in. And that will not take place. Coming back the other way, Ross against Cart, right to the baseline. Shovel pass goes to Dave Faldmo down the lane. Misses. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound Dale Cart. Foul on Dave Faldmo. Faldmo with his second personal. Faldmo upset the Dixie Bean outplayed tonight. No question. 97-76. 1-1 coming up for CSI. No, it isn't. It's a common foul. Dixie has not put CSI in the 1-1 situation yet. It's out of bounds to CSI. 3:16 left in the game, and CSI, the leading scoring team in the nation, averaging over 104 points a game on the year, threatening to break the century mark again, averaging 100 points in conference play, and broke the 100 mark last night against North Idaho. Joey Johnson in backcourt. Still in backcourt, Drevnik. Drevnik gets it to Joey Johnson. It's a 10-second count off. Ken Wagner didn't want it, couldn't get it. Joey Johnson against McDonald. And the ball out of bounds off the hands of Joey Johnson to Dixie. 2:59 left. Dixie trails by 19, and the Rebels have the basketball. CSI just to play keep away to win the ball game. That's all they have to do. Ross, to Quint Rossup. Dixie needs the shots in a hurry. Roger McDonald head fakes down the lane against Drevnik. Pulls up by footers off and good. And Roger McDonald has 18 points on the night. 97-78. Back to that 19-point margin again. To Keith Jackson. Jackson into forecourt. Right down the lane. Jackson dishes off to Newman. And CSI to play keep away. To Drevnik. To Dale Karst. Karst on the wing. It goes to Newman. Has the unobstructed shot at the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by McDonald to Rob Ross. Ross, bounce pass on the wing, it goes to Quint Rossum. Head fakes on the three-point area, doesn't take it to Faldmo. Head fakes in the lane, puts it up, no good. Blocked by Drevnik. Out in front, here comes CSI. 3-on-1, Karst to Jackson for two. 99-78, 2:05 left in the game, and Dixie is out of it now. It's all over but the final score. Hopkins to McDonald. McDonald, three-point attempt, will be short. Air ball into the hands of Jackson. Jackson fouled in backcourt by Faldmo. And CSI to go to the free throw line. CSI, only loss on the year to Dixie in double overtime. Definitely a national championship caliber, and they're earning it again tonight, 99-78. As CSI has won this one with a minute 53 left, 99-78, and Jackson to shoot 1-1. Jackson has three 3-pointers in the second half and a couple of 2-pointers. Keith Jackson having a career night, hits the free throw. CSI 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the second half, 100-78. The wheels have come off the wagon for Dixie at this point. They gave it a shot, but the shots would not fall in the second half. Keith Jackson, second shot up and good. Keith Jackson, 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight, 101-78, a 21-point margin, and Dixie trailed by a lesser margin at the end of the half in each of the games. Foul, Eric Newman hanging on to Faldmo, and Faldmo will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. That's number 4 on Newman. A minute 44 left in the game. Dixie looking for the 80-point margin if they could, 80-point level. Dixie trailed by 11 in the first ball game and won in double overtime. Drevnik out into the lineup, Bill Wersky, and Drevnik to get a standing ovation. Dixie trailed by 9 in the second contest, and at the end of the half, and lost by 18. Dixie trailed by 8 at the end of the half this time. Shot up and good by Falmo. Falmo now 2-for-5 from the free throw line. But Dixie in the process of losing by 22. Trying to bring it back to 21, Dave Falmo. 1:44 left. The shot is up, and the shot is good by Falmo. Falmo, 3-for-6, and Dixie still putting on some effort. Full court pressure. Joey Johnson in backcourt. Almost travels with the basketball. Joey Johnson cruising into forecourt. Pass underneath goes to Wirsky. Wirsky lays it up and in. 103-80. 1:32 left in the game. Ross to McDonald. McDonald leads in. It's goaltended by Joey Johnson. Give him 2. 20 points on the night for Roger McDonald. 1:26 left in the game. Gerald Collins in. Keith Jackson to go out to a standing ovation, deservedly so. PSI has blistered Dixie tonight, 103-80. Dixie gave it an effort. Eric Newman over to borrow a towel for a minute to wipe off his hands from Dixie. Collins, full court pressure in backcourt. Karst still in backcourt. Pass comes to Gerald Collins. Collins right down the lane. Wing pass goes to Newman for the slammer. Newman, the most valuable player in the league this year, gets the slam dunk. Johnson right to the basket and lays it up and in. And Pete Johnson has 12 points on the night. 59 seconds left. 105-84. Gerald Collins to Joey Johnson, still in backcourt. PSI trying to get the ball into forecourt. Joey Johnson, cross-court goes to Collins. Hook pass to Wirsky. Back to Gerald Collins, lays it up short. Foul will go on whom? On Ross? Rob Ross with his third. Clear the bench time for CSI. Sean Lasher into the lineup. You can hear the fans cheer. Fred Trinkle giving hugs to Joey Johnson, and CSI will be one of the final 16. 105-84. Collins to shoot a couple. And the fans shouting, we're number one, and they very well may be. Collins at the free throw line. Shot good. Collins with his first point of the night. Into the lineup comes Pat Clark. A native Idahoan, the only other one besides Clark on the team. Wirsky gets an ovation, although he didn't play that much. And Collins, 46 seconds left, wants to make it 107. Shot up and good. And the fans enjoying this one. And deservedly so. So CSI has paid back their double overtime loss. The alley-oop slam from Ross to Hopkins. And Hopkins puts it in. 14 second half points. Long jump shot. Collins no good. Rebound up and no good by Clark. Rebound again by Collins. Puts it up. No good. And the foul will go to McDonald. McDonald with his fourth and Collins to shoot free throws. 107-86, 21-point lead. Craig Hopkins, after an outstanding 2 years at Dixie, got the slam dunk on the alley-oop. 27 seconds left in the game. 21-point lead by CSI. It was the first 5 minutes of the second half that did him Dixie. Shot up and good by Collins. Collins, 3-for-4, 108-86. CSI winning with a vengeance. Collins trying to get one more, and the fans clapping, the drums beating. The shot no good. Rebounded by Reynolds. His pass is lost into the hands of Pete Johnson. Hopkins back to Pete Johnson. Johnson fouled by Collins. Collins with his second personal foul. And Pete Johnson to the free throw line. And the sophomore who played but 1 year at Dixie after transferring from BYU Hawaii will go out as a member of the 30-3 Dixie College Rebels team of this year. 18 seconds left in the game, 108-86. Pete Johnson on the 1-1 shot good. Pete Johnson, 13 points on the night. 108-87. Dixie letting the sophomores play. Second shot up. No good. Tap by McDonald. No good. Offensive goaltending. It'll be out of bounds to CSI with 17 seconds left. The fans poised for the celebration. Twin Falls will be bananas tonight. Gerald Collins to Dale Karst. Karst with a 10-footer short. Rebound Clint Rossum. 9 seconds left to Rob Ross. Alley-oop to Hopkins. No, there's a foul, and it will be on Collins or on Hopkins. Collins went up to deflect it. The foul is on Hopkins, and Hopkins will foul out of his last ball game with 5 seconds left. Hopkins finishes with 5 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. A total of 16 points. Hopkins getting away from the fans with 5 seconds left. Ken Wagner to give a hug and a pat to Craig Hopkins, who gave it his all. 108-87. At the free throw line, Gerald Collins. CSI ready to dump the Gatorade on Fred Trinkle. Trinkle has his coat off, expecting the shower. 5 seconds left, 108-87. It's all over but the shouting, and the shouting may not end for hours in Twin Falls. Gerald Collins, 3 for 5, first shot, 1-1, good. 109-87, 22-point lead. Gerald Collins with 5 seconds left in the game. CSI, who finished fourth in the nation last year, wants to go back again. They will. Shot good by Collins. 5 seconds left, 110-87. The pass deflected. Pete Johnson will slam it. And would not get the technical. End of the ball game. And Trinkle is doused with a Gatorade. Hug for CSI. Dixie ball players shaking hands. CSI to celebrate. Dixie to go home having finished the season 30-3. Eric Newman on top of the basket to the north end. Joey Johnson jumps up to clap hands. Johnson up also. Pictures to be taken. Nets to be cut down. Eric Newman sitting on top of the bank board to the top end. Joey Johnson up to cut one stream. Carl Gomez on top of the bank board at the south end. One after another, the ball players are cutting down the net. Dixie sitting quietly, sullenly along the sideline. The Rebels gave it a shot. And having to watch as College of Southern Idaho comes up with the victory, the Region 18 championship. The all-region team will be announced. The all-tournament team will be announced. 110-89, the final score. College of Southern Idaho over Dixie. As Pete Johnson got the slam dunk at the end of the year, of the game, 21-point margin. CSI had the 10-point lead, or the 8-point lead at the half, then promptly outscored Dixie by 19-4, or 19-5 in the first 6 minutes of the second half, and that's your 22-point margin. The 8 points in the first half, and the 14 in the second. Gerald Collins, sophomore guard, to get up to be held by Wersky and Mauro Gomez, cutting down the nets to the south. Let's take this 90-second break. We'll be back with the all-tournament team with more of the celebration and to talk with Coach Ken Wagner. Final score, 110-89, CSI over Dixie, back in 90 seconds.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Now that we're getting married, Howie, you'll have to change banks.
Why me? Why not you?
Because your bank doesn't have gold accounts.
But my bank is so close.
Giants Bank has lots of branches, and gold account offers 17 banking services, all at no cost or low cost, depending on our balance. It's the best deal in banking today.
But at my bank, the teller is so nice.
A safe deposit box, traveler's checks, and money orders at no extra charge. A check guarantee, Howie.
My teller calls me Howard.
Gold account. 17 banking services from Zions Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, so we'll get a joint account at Zions Bank.
Thanks. Howard.
Lunt Motor Company has just been named by Chrysler Corporation as its number one dealer for customer satisfaction in the Phoenix zone. This award is not for the dealership that sells the most cars. It's awarded to the dealer who does the best job of making customers happy. For over 53 years, customer satisfaction has been the top priority at Lunt Motor Company. That means you'll get a great deal on a new Dodge car or truck, and you'll have someone to take good care of you after the sale. Lunt Motor Company in St. George, where customer satisfaction is number one, across from Ancestor Square.
Newby Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a four-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
Back at
the number two and the number four nationally ranked teams in this nation.
College of Southern Idaho. Let's see if we can pick up Glenn Dolly talking about the finest regional championship tournament. Let's see if we can pick up the comments. Glenn Dolly, the region director, athletic director at Rick's College. Let's see if we can pick up Glenn Dolly's comments.
I would also like to thank the College of Southern Idaho for being such a fine host for the tournament, and a special thanks to Nick Sterling and his staff of workers who have helped make this such a good occasion. I have asked Doug Allred, athletic director of Dixie College, to come out and aid in the presentation of the Dixie College Award. We've asked Lance Glau to come out and from either Booster Club president from the College of Southern Idaho or Golden Eagles, and he would come out and help us with the award for the Southern Idaho College. Let's proceed now.
Okay, Glenn Dowling. The all region team about to be announced.
Please stay here in the middle of the court for the teams, please.
The all region team. Most valuable player of the region is Eric Newman. Of CSI, the first team will be Joey Johnson and Mauro Gomez, along with Newman. From CSI, Clint Rossum and Roger McDonald of Dixie, and Kenny Goodlow of North Idaho. The second team, William Allen of College of Eastern Utah, Trent Shippen of Ricks College, Jeff Sadowski of Colorado Northwestern, Greg Housekeeper of Ricks, Ed Gorder of Treasure Valley, and Gabriel Parisia of North Idaho. The second place team in the nation, or in the region, second place team much of the year, Dixie College, to present the awards for Dixie. Doug Allred there.
Craig Hopkins,
who finished tonight with a slam dunk on the alley-oop. Hopkins coming up dejectedly. Rob Ross looking glum, obviously.
Peter Johnson.
Pete Johnson.
Jeff
Simister coming out now, although Simister did not play in the last game.
Clint Rossum.
Clint Rossum. Awesome. Clint Rossum.
The middle area of the court clear. Please clear the middle area of the court.
A hand from all the fans.
Dave Falvo.
Dave Falvo to come out and get his award.
Bob Barnes,
who played quite a bit last night in some key situations.
Rick
to come out
Roberts.
Again. Rick Roberts, son of former Dixie
Steve
College coach Neil Roberts. Steve Andrus had some good minutes tonight. Got some key
Kevin
rebounds.
Southwick.
Kevin Southwick to come out.
Roger McDonald.
Roger McDonald to come out, get a fine hand.
Darryl White.
Darryl White and Mike Osick, the young man who did not dress tonight. He could only dress 12 in this region tournament. Mike Osick to come out 6 foot, 8 inch freshman. Some of these kids will be back next year.
Head coach Ken Wagner.
Head coach Ken Wagner. Assistant coach Robbie Nielsen. Robbie yet to come out. I'm not sure if Robbie will be assistant. Ken Wagner.
Now,
a somewhat plaintive smile on his face.
The championship team, the College of Southern Idaho.
College of Southern Idaho. The region championship trophy being held high by the head of the booster group in Twin Falls. And let's see if we can get the announcement for CSI. We're still waiting for the all-tournament team. Glenn Dowling trying to clear the middle of the court right now, and so is the loudspeaker announcer to try to allow a pass.
Keith Jackson,
who had the super night tonight. Keith Jackson.
Dale Carr,
big smile on the faces. Young man from Bellevue, Washington. The man who almost won the game for CSI with no time left on the clock in the first overtime in victory. Ended up tying and sent it to a second overtime. Joey Johnson, second team preseason All-American. NJCAA record high jumper, Sean Lasher. Steve Reynolds, who had an outstanding night tonight in relief of Joey Johnson. Gerald Collins, sophomore from Chicago.
Eric Newman,
most valuable player of the region, and deservedly so. Eric Newman having another outstanding night tonight.
Pat Clark,
the 6'9 kid, a local boy from Twin Falls. Big grin on his face. A new father, by the way.
Carl Gomez,
who was the difference in the first half tonight.
Eduardo Grebnik,
also from Brazil, as is Gomez.
Bill Wersky.
Assistant coach Steve Irons.
Head coach Fred Trinkle.
Who was a member of the first ever team here at CSI. Native Idahoan from this area, has come back to coach his alma mater. Was a unpaid assistant coach, scout for the national championship team of 1976. The all-tournament team now to be presented. And let's see how it goes from there. 110-89, the final score tonight. CSI coming up with a victory over Dixie. What is a heartbreaker for the Rebels? But a big victory for CSI. And they earned it.
Men's basketball coach of the year, Fred Trinkle.
Trinkle. The Region 18 basketball coach of the year, and deservedly so. Although Ken Wagner deserves the honor also. And the difference is Trinkle is the region champion. Let's see if we can pick up Fred Trinkle's comments.
My wife and family for sticking behind the Golden Eagles all year. I want to thank Steve Irons and his wife, Wynn. They did a great job assisting Coach Steve Irons. And I want to thank the most super junior college fans, I don't care on any level, fans in the United States.
Back to win. There you heard Fred Trinkle. And And after talking with some of the assistant coaches, Kansas Central College of Texas, the number one ranked team in the nation, may be the only team that could challenge CSI, but we'll wait and see. When you get to the final 16, they are the region champs, and they are tough. The first game will be Wednesday, the 17th. Now the alternative team.
Space in the middle for the alternative team.
And now the presentation of the all-tournament team honors.
Members of the all-tournament team from CSI, Paul Gomez.
Gomez, all-tournament team.
From Dixie College, Clint Rossa.
And getting a big hand from the CSI fans. Next.
From North Idaho College, Kenny Goodloe.
Kenny Goodloe, the little 5'7 guard from Tacoma, Washington, who did so well this year for North Idaho.
From Dixie College, Roger McDonald.
McDonald from Dixie.
And from CSI, Joey Johnson.
Joey Johnson from CSI. Johnson did not really have that good a game tonight, but was voted on the all-tournament team mostly for his efforts last night.
The most valuable player for the Region 18 tournament from CSI, the Big E.
Eric Newman, most valuable player for the tournament. Most valuable player for the region. That all-tournament team goes right along with the all-region team, first team. Eric Diggy Newman, a young man who wants to go and play football also at the major college level, so he may be a two-sport star when he gets through. When he gets through at CSI. Eric Newman about to speak.
This MVP, I couldn't have got it without my teammates. There's no I in team, and I just want to thank them because without them, I couldn't have made all the points, all the dunks, and I couldn't have gave them the pass. Thank you.
There we go. You heard from Eric Newman. And CSI. There you've had the presentation of the All-Tournament Awards, the All-Region team, and we'll take this break. 110 to 89, the final score. We'll be back and hear from Coach Ken Wagner in just a few minutes. Back after this.
Rebel Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
It's never been easier to transform four very plain bare walls into an exciting room at Jones Paint and Glass. Lots of in-stock
Rebel
wallpaper at 50% savings. And there's a special double-roll wallpaper selection for only $6.99. Just in at Jones, the very latest wall-covering decorator books, and you save 20 to 30%. And for that final touch at great savings, beautiful Hunter Douglas vertical and horizontal blinds, 50% off. See Stella at Jones Paint and Glass on 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Back at College of Southern Idaho, where CSI has come up with a 110 to 89 victory. Winning the Region 18 title, the rubber match goes to CSI. And you have to do it on the floor, so CSI, officially declared by two victories over Dixie, is the better of the two teams this year. Dixie cannot argue that point at this point, because CSI will be the team going back to Hutchinson, Kansas. Dixie wanted the trip back, a team that deserved to make the trip back to Hutchinson, Kansas, but will not make the trip back to Hutchinson, Kansas. 110 to 89, the final score. CSI with a victory tonight. Idaho State in Big Sky Conference defeated Nevada Reno 92-81. Wyoming wins in the WAC playoff 64-62. UNLV over PCAA foe San Jose State 94-69 for that title. in the Region 18 Women's Championship tonight. Snow College defeats Dixie in the consolation 85-73. And in the championship game, Utah Tech 76, North Idaho 74. So CSI will go back for the men and back to Mississippi for the women. Utah Tech to do the honors for Region 18. Both of them nationally ranked. Dixie finishing the season in the final rankings as the number four team in the nation will not make the trip to Hutchinson. There is one other region that has a similar situation, Midland College and New Mexico Junior College in Region 5. Only one of those teams will go back to Hutchinson. And the disappointment and the Dixie fans obviously there. Hopefully we'll be able to get Coach Ken Wagner up and get a few comments closing this season out. The number two season for Coach Ken Wagner after a very successful year last year. Coming back with 30 victories this year. Dixie finishing with a 30-3 record. And overall season, including postseason, the second best record by Dixie in their last 29 years in terms of winning percentage. As the national championship team with their 35-1 record, the only one that's had fewer losses for the Rebels in the last 29 years. Dixie? With a 30-3 record this year. Let's recap the scoring. We're missing 3 points someplace. We'll try to pick them up as we go and see where we can find those. As the final scoring total is definitely unofficial. Dale Karst for College of Southern Idaho did not score. Sean Lasher off the bench, played briefly late in the ball game, did not score. Keith Reynolds off the bench at 3 field goals, had a total of 6 points on the night. Gerald Collins, 5-for-7 from the free throw line, had a total of 5 points on the night. Pat Clark off the bench in the closing seconds of this victory for CSI did not score. Bill Wersky, 2 field goals, 1-for-3 from the free throw line, finished with a total of 5 points on the night. And Bill Wersky probably headed back to the major college level. It looks like Texas Tech may be looking for him. Pictures being taken. Soft drinks being drunk to celebrate. Fred Trinkle getting doused with Gatorade. A la Bill Parcells of the New York Giants. As the team was ready to do that. And CSI continuing the scoring totals for the Golden Eagles tonight. In the starting point guard position, 8 field goals by Keith Jackson, 5 of them from the three-point area. And Jackson finishing with a total of 25 points as he hit 4-for-4 from the free throw line. A super effort for Keith Jackson, a young man who came through in the clutch tonight. And CSI, given only some perimeter shots and not easy ones at that, hit those perimeter shots to get the lead and to get the victory. Joey Johnson held scoreless in the first half, finished with 4 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points on the night. Eduardo Drevnik, 3 field goals, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, finished with a total of 7 points. Mauro Gomez, a total of 6 field goals on the night, 7-for-8 from the free throw line, but those 6 field goals included a 5-for-6 effort from the three-point area in the first half. So a total of 17, 22 points in the first half, 2 more free throws in the second half, and Gomez finished with 24 points. Eric Newman quietly picked up a lot of garbage rebounds underneath, but he's been doing that all year, been in the right place at the right time, and the rugged rebounding of Eric Newman got the victory tonight for CSI. 10 field goals. 5-for-6 from the free throw line, and Newman had 25 points on the night and will go out as one of the all-time greats at College of Southern Idaho and maybe in many ways the heart and soul of this CSI team, as he has been a gentleman throughout the year and has been the key man when CSI needed the basket or the rebound. Eric Newman got it. For Dixie College, first of all, the reserves. Rob Ross did not start tonight, finished with 1 3-pointer, and that was it. Pete Johnson off the bench, finished with 5 field goals, 5-for-6 from the free throw line. total of 15 points on the night. Dave Faldemo with a field goal, 3 for 6 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. And Dave Faldemo, Rob Ross, Pete Johnson all playing their last games for Dixie College. Sophomores who had a great season, just a tremendous season, a super season. Probably headed on to play at other schools, major schools, but will not play anymore for Dixie. Steve Andrus, who will be back next year, finished with 2 field goals. Missed his only free throw, had a total of 4 points on the night. Freshman Darrell White getting the start tonight, finished with a total of 4 field goals. Hit a couple of key field goals coming down the wire when they needed. Got a couple of field goals right off the bat to put Dixie up in front early in the ball game, and finished with a total of 8 points. And Darrell White, the South High School graduate, will be back again next year to play for Dixie. As far as the rest of the sophomores, Craig Hopkins fouled out of the ball game with 5 seconds left, finished with 7 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, 0 for 2 from the free throw line, and a total of 16 points on the night for Craig Hopkins. Roger McDonald finished with 7 field goals, 6 for 7 from the free throw line, a grand total of 20 points on the night for Roger McDonald, appropriately going out with a good offensive night again, and did an outstanding job, part of the heart and soul of Dixie's team. And Clint Rossum, who probably would be called the most valuable player for Dixie College this year, probably would have been named the most valuable player in Region 18 if Dixie would have pulled out the victory, finished with 8 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Clint Rossum with a total of 21 points on the night. And Dixie loses 110-89. Let's take another break. We're still waiting for Ken Wagner to come out. I think he's been cornered by the printed media, and I think he wants to talk to his team just a little bit also. They're in the shower right now, and hopefully we'll be able to get Coach Ken Wagner out and get some closing comments on this season. We'll be back and recap some scores from earlier in the day and talk with the coach after this.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU St. George.
Newby Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a 4-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
Are you confused about factory rebates and low-interest financing? The special factory incentive programs can be confusing, but they can also save you a lot of money. Nobody has a lower financing rate than Chrysler Corporation, and nobody can make you a better deal on a new Dodge car or truck than Ken Bentley at Lund Motor Company in St. George. Let Ken show you how much you'll save on new Dodges when you take advantage of low interest rates plus cash rebates plus a great Lund Motor Company deal. That's at Lund Motor Company in St. George, across from Ancestor Square.
I would like to be able to get some of the sophomores out here who had such a great year for Dixie College. I'm not sure if we'll see them yet. Some Dixie fans, there is a vocal group, although not a large group, a vocal group of Dixie fans that made the trip from St. George. This gym was sold out, not quite as crowded as it was in the previous game between Dixie and CSI here in Twin Falls. But the fire marshal put a lid on the number of tickets that could be sold and said that was it. But it was a crowd. And College of Southern Idaho had 2 big crowds in 2 nights to see their Golden Eagles win the Region 18 championship, go to 33-1 on the season and head to Hutchinson, Kansas. Dixie 30-1 on the year. Let's recap some of the scores that we have from around the country. Southeast Conference, I'm still
in case you're wondering, I'm still waiting for Coach Ken Wagner to come out. I'm sure he's been trapped down in there with the team for a few minutes and wants to visit with them and then give some comments before and tell the kids, I'm sure, a little bit about how much he feels about them. This has been a team that's been very close to Ken Wagner's heart throughout this year. One team that he hoped would be able to take him back to Hutchinson, Kansas, and be able to bring more glory to Dixie College. It brought more glory to Dixie College, but didn't make it back to the national tournament. Let's recap some scoring in the major schools. Southeast Conference playoffs. LSU needed two overtimes to beat Georgia today. Better upset the Georgia Bulldogs, 89-88. They'll face Alabama, an 87-68 winner over Auburn in the Southeast Conference Championship. Atlantic Coast Conference, two overtimes today for North Carolina to beat Virginia, 84-82 in the Big East Championship. Syracuse, 99. The University of Pittsburgh, 85. In the Big Eight, Missouri, 72. Kansas State, 69. And Kansas over Oklahoma, mild upset there, by a score of 82-77. Southwest Conference, tomorrow it will be Missouri versus Kansas for the championship of the Big Eight. In the Southwest Conference, Texas A&M, 68 over Texas Tech, 60. Baylor defeating Houston by a score of 54-52. And so it will be Baylor versus Texas A&M for the Southwest Conference Championship. In the Metro Conference, it will be Louisville over Southern Mississippi, 76-71. Memphis State down to South Carolina, 74-64. So Memphis State plays Louisville for the Metro Conference Championship tomorrow. But Memphis State will not be able to go to the NCAA tournament. We mentioned in the Big Sky, Idaho State comes out of that Big Sky tournament with a 92-81 victory over Nevada Reno. Western Athletic Conference, Wyoming edges New Mexico 64-62. So the Wyoming Cowboys will be headed to the NCAA. In the PCAA, UNLV remains on top. 94-69 victory over San Jose State tonight. In the East Coast Conference, another double overtime game. Bucknell defeated Lehigh 103-100. They'll face Towson State, a 70-66 winner over Lafayette for the East Coast Conference Championship. In the Pac-10, UCLA down California this afternoon, 75-68. In the East Coast Athletic Conference Northern Division, Northeastern University goes to the NCAA by defeating cross-state rival Boston University, 71-68. In some regular season finals, DePaul defeats Marquette 68-59. Notre Dame over Dayton by a score of 62-56. In the region 18 women's finals, in the consolation, Snow College defeats Dixie 85-73 tonight. And in the Region 18 Championship, Utah Tech, nationally ranked, defeats North Idaho 76-74. Let's recap some of the things that took place this year. First of all, Dixie, I think surprising a lot of people, including themselves in many ways, after losing to a Dixie alumni team that was headed by former pro Lionel Hollins for the first time. Lionel Hollins was able to come back and play for the alumni. Dixie then ran off a string of 26 consecutive victories, the most victories in a single season in a row. And because the alumni game does not count in regular season, you go back to the consolation victory last year, and that's a record 27 consecutive victories. Then Dixie, after losing two, finished with four victories and then the loss to Southern Idaho. Another milestone, for the first time in Dixie history, three ball players score over 500 points in a season. Another milestone. We have Coach Ken Wagner with us. Coach, obviously heartbroken.
Well, I was. I thought we played well early on. Missed a couple of free throws that got us behind early in the second half, or in the first half, and so we were down eight at halftime. And really just for a spurt a minute there and then a 2 or 3 minute spurt in the second half, I thought we played them really tough. It was a case, you've been close to these kids. Oh, I am. And I'm awfully proud the way they came back and worked so hard, even though we're down 23 and bought it back to 12. And then they hit 2 3-pointers. But I really have never seen a team shoot the ball as well with as much pressure as like Gomez had in the first half. He really put up some prayers that went in.
Billy Packer said when it all comes down to it this afternoon, he says when it all comes down to it, it's putting the ball in the basket.
It really is, and they did a good job, and I thought they played the best game I've seen them play this year.
A lot of observers have felt that CSI was at the top of their game at this time, so your observation is not running against the grain.
Well, they had a great game, and I was really proud of our guys because I thought we played extremely well.
Let's talk about some of the heroes this year. You have 6 sophomores who have done a super job for you this year.
Well, they really have. You know, I feel bad. Peter Johnson has been a great player all year and missed some all-tournament teams where I really thought he deserved to be on. I'm sure both he and Pete will go on and have great careers at a 4-year school. And we'll miss them a ton. Roger McDonald's had a great year, came back off a mission, had a good year his first year under Coach Roberts, and really has done just an outstanding job for this year, leadership-wise and every other way. Dave Falmel, you can't say enough about him, just quiet but steady and always gets the job done when you need it. Rob Ross and Craig Hopkins, two of the most exciting little guards around. It's unbelievable how hard they worked, even though when you're behind like that, and we had to put so much pressure on the other team for the whole time, I just thought they did a great job. And it'll, be awfully sad to lose these guys, but we went in there and told them that we need to use it as a learning experience to go on, and hopefully they'll be successful and have learned something from this later on. And yet that the freshmen to remember this feeling, so tonight or next year we'll be on the other end of it.
Now, if you look at this season record, go back 29 years, and including postseason, only the national championship team had a better record.
Well, even we lost tonight, but I'm very disappointed that we're not going to Nationals, because I know how much our players wanted to go and how much I wanted to go. But at the same time, CSI has a great team and they deserve to go. They beat us twice, did a good job. But I was awfully proud of our, the whole year. Our kids showed a lot of character, and you'll never forget or lose the relationship and the feeling that we've had this year, and they're a bunch of great young men.
Are there some incidents on the court and off the court, little gems that stick in your mind?
Well, one of them I'll never forget right now is when we're down 23. I'm sure the whole crowd thought, well, this thing's over. They're all excited, and our kids come back and bring it to 13 or 12, and actually had a 10-second call that they didn't call, where it was down to 32, where we could have got the ball back and brought it down, and then they hit 2 3-pointers, and after working that hard, I just think it took a little out of us.
That the first half, CSI, unbelievably hot shooting, had a chance to go to a double-figure lead over you, and you'd never let them get there.
Oh, we didn't. I thought we played smarter. We did take a few shots that we shouldn't have put up, but overall, like I said, I was just very proud of our young men. They've had a great year, and I think they've done a great job getting the fans excited. They've been an exciting team to have.
Next year, first full season in the Dixie Center. And you have 2 of these young men that will be back with you definitely.
Well, We have actually more than that. We'll have Darryl White, Kevin Southwick, Steve Anderson, Bob Barnes on this year's team. And we really feel that we'll have an excellent team next year, and our recruiting looks like it's good. And obviously, we have to look forward to next year, and that's the one hardest thing, I think, in coaching is you see how hard certain groups work, and you know you have another shot, but you know they don't. The sophomores, and this has been a great group of sophomores, and I can't say enough about how hard they work. Character. If there's any one word that maybe could describe this Dixie team, it would be character. It really is, and it would have been very easy to quit. You know, I'll never forget the huddles the last two or three times where they says, hey, we can't quit. We can have a shot. And even though last two or three minutes you knew it was almost impossible, their attitude was great. And I'm sure they'll be successful in whatever they do if they feel that way about life. Ahead, Coach, for you, the future, Dixie College, obviously it's a recruiting trail. What about Region 18? Well, I think Region 18 had a meeting today, and they were talking about having an 18 tournament, which I really don't like that much, and Dixie was one of the few schools that didn't want to go with it. But we just feel that we better win the league so we can host the regional and have all our great fans instead of CSI's watching next year.
Next year, usually Dixie has a tough schedule. It looks like another one maybe in the formation stages now.
It really is. We're going to have a great schedule, and if we do have an 18 tournament, that'll allow us to schedule. We've been missing the Rotary tournament, which will be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we'll have a Friday, Saturday game in league. But if league's not that important, we may go ahead and go to the Rotary, because if eight teams are going, the league games really aren't going to be that critical, although it's nice to have that competition, and we'll want to win the league.
Usually Dixie gets a few tournaments. With the Dixie Center, a chance of really getting some solid teams to come in, too.
Oh, I think so. I think we'll be able to go on and have a great tournament every year in the Dixie Center, and the Colonel Club is taking over a tournament at the beginning of the year, and I think it'll turn out to be a great one.
Coach Ken Wagner, it's been an outstanding year. It's been fun. Congratulations on a super year. Condolences on the loss, but congratulations on a super year.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support, and we're glad that you'll have us next year, and we're looking forward to, disappointed over our loss this year, but looking forward to next year already.
Coach Ken Wagner, victorious coach this year in so many ways, and successful season in both of the first 2 years that Dixie has been under Coach Ken Wagner, and great year. Let's wrap up a few details. We mentioned the All-Region team, and the All-Tournament team parallels the All-Region team. Eric Newman, the most valuable player both of the region and of the tournament. And from Dixie, Clint Rossum and Roger McDonald, first team. Mauro Gomez joins Newman and Joey Johnson from CSI on the all-region team, and Kenny Goodlow also first team. Second team, Trent Shippen and Greg Housekeeper from Ricks College, William Allen from CEU, Jeff Sadowski from Colorado Northwestern, Gabriel Parizia from North Idaho, and Ed Gorder from Treasure Valley. Now, to wrap up some things, we mentioned that Dixie placed three men over 500 points for the season for the first time in their history, with Clint Rossum, Roger McDonald, and Peter Johnson, with our unofficial totals added in. Pete Johnson finished with a total of 528 points on the year. That will be good for 13th best single season. For Clint Rossum, 538 points on the year. That's best. That's good enough for the 12th best single season record. And Clint Rossum, with his 21 points tonight, finished with 555, and that's good enough for the 11th best single season performance. As far as career, Roger McDonald, with his 20 points tonight, ended up with a total of
805. That moves him beyond Brent Stevenson into 11th place on the all-time career scoring list. And with Clint Rossum's 21 points tonight, Clint Rossum finishes with 987 points and moves beyond Nolan Archibald, will finish his career as the fourth best scorer, all-time career scoring total leader at Dixie College. So some individual honors there, and a lot of players will be headed on to four-year schools off of this. Some wrap-up notes. Of course, we have the announcement on the air that Dixie College has won the rights to, has been awarded the rights to broadcast Dixie College football and basketball games for the next three seasons. And we will be tickled pink to be able to bring you Dixie College football and basketball for the next 3 years right here on Dixie's 890 KDXU. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us throughout this season, both in football and basketball. Football team that finished number three in the nation in the final rankings, a basketball team that finished fourth in the final rankings. Between the two teams, a total, let me see if I get these correct now, a total of 41 victories and only four losses, and the most fantastic winning year in the history of Dixie College, combining football and basketball. Everything's on the upswing at Dixie, and that's congratulations go from all of us at KDXU to Dixie College and their sports programs. We thank our sponsors for their support of Dixie College basketball throughout the year. Amy Parks is the person that kept us on the air back at the station. We appreciate her support, and she's been with us throughout this evening. It's been it's sad in one sense to end the season, but it's also a new beginning as the recruiting trail is headed out. Greg Croshaw is completing a successful football recruiting, and Ken Wagner looking towards a successful basketball recruiting year and try it again in the fall. Dixie in football and then Dixie in basketball. I have enjoyed this, my completion of my 12th season broadcasting Dixie College basketball and football. It's been a joy, and I appreciate your support as listeners of KDXU and Dixie College athletics. A final score once again from Twin Falls, Idaho. CSI wins the Region 18 championship and will go to Hutchinson to try for the national championship. Final score, CSI 110, Dixie College 89. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, user.
You've been listening to Dixie College basketball this evening on KDXU, brought to you by Zions Bank, Jones Paint and Glass, Newby Holt, and Lent Motor in St. George.